On Monday night, the PBS will air a special documentary entitled Wildland. It tells the story of a single wildland firefighting crew over the past couple of wildfire seasons and their experiences throughout. Joining us now on the KSRO Liveline, co-director and co-producer Alex Jablonski. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good myself. Thanks for asking. I hope you are as well. This is an important documentary and definitely an important perspective to get, but I understand that that yourself and the film crew had to actually go through some training for it.
Yeah, well, when we say film crew, we're really talking about two or three people, but we actually became firefighters in order to make this film. So we became part of the crew and worked on the line with them while we were shooting.
Was that the toughest part, the training, or was the actual filming very tough as well?
The training's not too hard. I mean, you can actually become a wildland firefighter with 5 days of training and passing a physical fitness test. But, you know, I think that being out there and maintaining a creative mindset and thinking through the story and what it was you were getting and what it was you needed in the midst of, you know, also fighting fire, I mean, that was the tricky part.
Tell us about what the audience will be seeing on Monday.
Right. So the film is called Wildland. It's airing on PBS Monday, October 29th, this coming Monday at 10 p.m., but check your local listings. And you can also learn more about the film at wildlandfilm.com. So what this film is about is it is one crew, one 20-man hand crew, and we see it from the time these guys come in from the job interviews on through the end of fire season. And so it is a very up-close, experiential look at what it means to be a wildland firefighter, particularly to come in at this kind of rookie level. Mm-hmm. But it's also a film about how men come of age and how young guys grow up and really what work or tough work like this and the camaraderie, what that gives you and what that allows you to take forward for the rest of your life.
Did this film kind of give you an appreciation, more appreciation for the job that that firefighters do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was part of the motivation for making it. Is unfortunately, in my mind, I think that, you know, we only hear about wildland firefighters when there's a tragedy. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that the job is incredibly difficult. It is really it takes a lot. It's really thankless in a lot of ways. And yeah, I think it's an important perspective. And I also do want to mention that a portion of the proceeds for this film are going to go to the Wildland Firefighter Foundation.
Well, that's definitely a worthy cause to support. As for the firefighters themselves, they're rookies kind of going through the process. Do you follow any of the more experienced people as well?
Yeah, the crew boss on the crew is a guy named Tim Brewer, and when we were with him, it was his 21st fire season. So he is just incredibly experienced, knows, you know, he can sense danger from a mile away, and he can also see when things look dangerous, but the crew can actually work safely.
Okay. What about the rookies themselves? What was maybe the biggest noticed change that you saw in them from the beginning of the shooting to the end of it?
I mean, I think that when you go through something like this, right, like when you stop a fire, it's something you just carry with you forever. I mean, it is a real formative experience because it's something that you can draw on even when you're, you know, older. And I think that what you see is you just saw guys start to carry themselves differently. Mm-hmm. Like you would look at him and say, well, I know he's not growing, but for some reason he seems about half a foot taller. And it was just guys coming into their own and feeling like a little bit like they'd finally found their place in the world.
Did were any of the rookies, was it like too much for them to handle or for any of them? Or did it seem like that there was like too much stress or weight on them?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. One of our rookies is actually 46 years old, a guy in the film. And, I mean, the physical challenges of the job, I mean, you see it in the film, they're real. And for him, that was a totally different challenge than for some of the guys, a lot of the guys who are, you know, half his age. I also think that it's just being away from home, having no contact with your family, you know, you're not getting cell service or anything like that. Like, that unto itself takes a big, big toll.
Did you guys get any footage of family members or interview them as well?
No, I mean, we really tried to, I mean, you do see these guys in their downtime, and you do see these guys with their kids, and you do see them with their wives, but we really tried to keep it focused on the experience of the crew, and kind of the way that when you're with a crew, that becomes your whole universe, you know, and so, like, you're aware of your kids, you're aware of your wife, but they're almost off on a distant planet, because you're just not in contact with them, and so in a weird way, the crew becomes your whole world.
Tell us some of the incidents or wildfires that the crew is battling in this documentary.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one in the film is the Sobranos fire, which this was the summer of 2016, and I think at that time, obviously it's been supplanted, but I think at that time it was the third or fourth largest wildfire in California history, and that was in Big Sur. It threatened Carmel. It threatened Big Sur. That's kind of the biggest. And then, you know, there are a lot of kind of unnamed small fires that you see throughout the film because we were just with these guys for the full season, and so you're just kind of going fire to fire. Sometimes you're on a fire for 3 days because it's small, it's called out, you rotate on to the next thing.
What does a typical day look like for these personnel?
All right, so you're up at 5, you kind of hop out of your tent and get dressed, get into the chow line, eat some food, go to the rigs, load up, you're kind of checking your pack, you're doing what's called refurbing, which is just making sure that you've got all of your water, all of your stuff. There's probably some bartering in there, like some pickles for Uncrustables or trying to get your lunch set. And then it's a hike in. You know, it's typically a big hike in. You have your assignment, whether that's digging line or going direct or going indirect on a fire. And the days then are, it's a lot of digging. It's, you know, just moving through the woods and trying to get things done in the most efficient way possible. But you're, you know, working typically, I would say most shifts are 12 to 16 hours. I mean, 16 hours is pretty standard. And then it's just back to eat something and crash.
Seems like a long day and definitely very hard work, but noble work definitely for itself. You said that these firefighters themselves, they had noticed a change. You've noticed a change about them. Did you notice a change, though, about among yourself or even just a couple people on your own crew?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think that you can go through an experience like this without having it change you. And if you can't, I mean, you know, you probably want to get your head examined. But, I mean, I think that we were experiencing a lot of the things that the guys in the crew were experiencing. When they were bored, we were feeling bored. When they were tired, we were feeling tired. You know, I have a young family, and it was really hard to be away from them and to experience that. And so I think in a way, those experiences, our own transformation, even though it's not, you know, ourselves are not in the film in any way, shape, or form, that you can't help when you're making a film like this, that gets written into the story. It's so felt that it just becomes a part of the experience of watching the film, I think.
Well, it's something that seems like it's affected you a lot, and I hope it will definitely affect others as they watch it. Again, PBS on Monday night, the documentary is entitled Wildland. Thank you very much for your time, Alex.
Thank you so much, and you can go to wildlandfilm.com for more info. So thanks again.
That is co-director, producer Alex Jablonski, Wildland again, PBS Monday night.